Good morning. We're starting Chayyarim Klal Gimel. As we mentioned, we're going back to learn Klal Gimel and Klal Dalet. Klal Gimel deals with the cleanliness aspect of a person's tefillah, divrei Torah, that he cannot be in a situation where there is items which are human waste, etc. And we'll clarify those points. And Klal Dalet deals with the issue of a person has to be, the body parts should have to be covered, b'shas the person is davening, learning, etc. Just to give the introduction, the Torah in Parshas Ki Tsetse and Devarim, so Devarim, this is Psukim and Devarim Chav Gimel, starting from Pasuk Yud, Ki Tsetse Machane Lo Yibecha, Menishmar Tov Mikol Dover Ra. When Klai Yisrael go out to war, we have to make sure that they're in the Machane of Klai Yisrael, which is the encampment of Klai Yisrael, which has to have a place of Kedusha. You should make sure that there's not elements of a Dover Ra there. So the first point, it talks about that a person has elements of Tumah. And in Pasuk Yigimel, it says, excuse me, V'yoti elucho mechutz ha-machana v'yotzotah shal mechutz. The person has to have a place nearby, outside of the machana, where people can go to relieve themselves. V'yosei ducho ti elucho al-azinecho, excuse me. You have to have a shovel, that together with your weaponry, you have to have a shovel as well. And a person goes out to relieve himself outside of the machane, you will use the shovel to dig up dirt and cover the waste. Why is that? Because the Kodesh Baruch was traveling with you in this war, Bereshit was with you, and the Bereshit's presence is there, and therefore your machanecho, your encampment should be Kodesh. And furthermore, there should not be present, the Bereshit should not see amongst Klal Yisrael ervas dover, an element of erva, of unclothed part, nakedness, and Hashem will then, as it were, leave you because of that type of situation. So the Torah has the mitzvah to say v'hoyah machanecha kadosh, and Allah says say v'liyir v'chayir v'astavor, that the machanecha should be kadosh, referring back to what I said before, that there should not be any elements of uncleanliness in the machanecha, things which people find repulsive, human waste, etc., cannot be in the machanecha. And if they are, they have to be covered in a way that it should not be present to the people there. And Erev Dover, the people should be clothed properly. The machane of Klal Yisrael, when they're going out to war, is a place where there's divrei Torah, there's divrei tefillah. Klal Yisrael is learning, Klal Yisrael is davening, and that's what brings the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shina together with Klal Yisrael as they go out to war. And therefore, these things are prohibited. So the Torah has a mitzvah deraisa, and a say, and a lois say, to maintain the proper decorum in the machane of Klal Yisrael. Because I'll understand this, that these are dinim deraisa, that the person cannot daven, say the great Torah, in the presence of tzoya, of human waste, and in the presence of being unclothed. So both of those are dinim d'oraisa. The Chayodam in Klal Gimel adds another point, which is based on Chazal, obviously, that situation where it might be covered and not to be visible, but it's on the person itself. The person has not cleaned themselves well after relieving themselves, and that's problematic as well. That includes the cleanliness of the person cleans himself, and it also includes the fact that if a person needs to use the facilities, Chazal felt that was inappropriate as well. So all of these things are touched upon within the Klal Gimel and Klal Dalet, We're not going to learn every single siman. We're going to skip some of them. So that's introduction into the simanim as Hashem. We will pick up with the coming shurim and trying to cover everything we have to do. I will also share with you the Mishneh Berurah on these topics has a introduction in the Bir Halacha to both the section in regards to Tzoya and the section in regards to Erva. The introduction to Tzoya is in Simon in Mishneh Berurah Simon Ayin Tes. He has a Hagdama. He goes through 10 categories of issues of Tzoya. And then before that, in Simon Ayin Ayin Gimel, he introduces a Hagdama in regards to the issues of Erva. So they're divided in Halacha. We'll divide them into two separate sections. Klal Gimel is the Halachas of Tzoya, and Klal Dalet is the Halachas of Erva. Shulchan Aruch is divided, spread out over multiple simonim. But the Mishneh Berurah has introduction to Halachas of Erva in Klal, excuse me, in Simon Ayin Gimel, and the Halachas of Tzoya in Simon Ayin Tes. We will look at those introductions as well to help us understand the various points of the Chayyarim. And meanwhile, have a good day.